He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
So happy to be with you on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The OTAs, the practices for another week have wrapped up today. So six practices in the books for the Browns. And yours truly was out there to watch the Browns work out today, along with the other assembled media. And that included Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Deke and I will sit down on this show and talk about what we saw today, what we've seen to date in the six workouts by this team. What kind of progress are they making? We'll go over that. You're also going to hear from a player who I think is making some pretty good progress out there, Greg Little, wide receiver, entering his third season. His third season, can you believe it's year number three already for Greg Little as an NFL player? He sits down with Jameer Howerton and talks about the progress that he sees himself, the receiving corps in general, making in these OTA practices, some of it being the coaching, the arrival. The arrival of Devon Bess has been a big impact, I think, on the whole receiving group, and just the day-to-day challenges of going against what has been an impressive-looking Browns defense, as impressive as a defense can look when nobody's hitting each other. And in these circumstances, I mean, it's just been something to see on a day-to-day basis. We hear the aggressiveness about this defense, and it looks all that. We hear about the speed of this defense, it looks all that. And the complexity, the variations, the fun that Ray Horton, as defensive coordinator, is having, mixing and matching and moving personnel around. And personnel is being moved around quite a bit. So we had a chance, all of us, the media, to talk with the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. And first, he offered his general thoughts on the OTA practices to date.
This week we got more into red zone, more into two-minute situations. So we worked that all week long was with the red zone. Got a lot of work there. And then the last 2 days have worked the two-minute situations and have done that. We're still feel good about the progress we're making. We're covering a lot. The energy's been great, and we're making our way.
And Chud was asked about what was the driving force behind the Browns wanting to recently acquired quarterback Brian Hoyer.
Well, he was available, and decided to bring him in. He's a guy that has had experience, has been around. And with our situation right now, you don't have enough reps to split a lot of different ways. So, having a guy who has had some experience and knows how to play and has been around on NFL teams helps. Well, it's early. I mean, he's learning. He's picked things up quickly, and he has a good feel. He's had experience, and he has a good arm and has good sense, for playing and. We're working them here, and we'll get more of a look at them as we go.
And I talked about all the switching around that has been happening on the defense. Well, it's been happening on both sides of the ball, but particularly on the defensive side. First, what was noticeable today was that Paul Kruger, the outside linebacker the Browns acquired in free agency, their big signing in free agency, who had been lining up at left outside linebacker, and that was his regular position with the Baltimore Ravens. Well, he was on the right side today, and Jabal Sheard, who had been lining up on the right side, was on the left side today, and Coach Chudzinski was asked about that.
We're working them a little bit, on both sides, and we're doing that. You've probably seen that with a lot of players out here. We're working them multiple sides. It gives us a chance to work them there, in case you need to down the road, and just see guys from different sides. Where they've been playing and how they've been playing has looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, that's true. Another player who has been moved is Johnson Batamosi, second-year defensive back. He's been moved from cornerback to safety. But the other thing Johnson Batamosi has been is a leader for the Browns in special teams tackles. In fact, he's shown up as one of the better cover guys in the league. So Chudzinski was asked about Johnson Batamosi's emerging role on special teams, as well as the switch he's made from corner to safety.
I've been pleased with him. He's taken that type of role, special teams-wise, and obviously is learning a new position and playing some safety. He's really, his approach has been great, and I've been pleased with his progress. Well, I think he looks pretty good at safety right now, and, you know, we'll keep playing him there. We'll also get him some work at corner and just see how that goes.
And much was made last week in media circles, particularly in the one open practice to the media last week, about the fact that Brandon Whedon didn't look so sharp, probably had maybe his most struggles in these OTA practices on that particular day last Thursday, and a lot of talk that, well, Jason Campbell looked better playing than Whedon does, throwing the football and so forth. So today, Whedon looked better in the second look the media had of these OTA practices, and Coach Jedzinski was asked about the progress that Whedon made from 1 week to the next.
I think, you know, you guys are out here 1 day a week, so sometimes, you know, maybe you see one thing one day and the next day you're out. I've seen a progression with Brandon, and, you know, with all the guys, some days are, you know, better than others. And, you know, that's the thing with these guys and working these quarterbacks. You know, it's not going to be about 1 day what a guy does in 1 day. We're looking, you know, over the course of, you know, of time and them getting in. And they're doing a good job. They're learning what we're doing. Again, we're really working different situations. Next week we'll work more, you know, different situations, get in some backed up, get into some 4-minute, some of those type of situations. So we'll continue to throw different things at them.
All right. So you heard from the head coach of the Browns, Rob Jedzinski, kind of summing things up for week number two of OTA workouts. They will resume next week, the final week of these, again, organized team activity workouts. That's what OTA stands for, in case you don't know. And then after that will be a mandatory mini camp to kind of wrap up the whole off-season workouts when we get into the early part of June. And then things just kind of go dark in Berea, at least from a player-coach standpoint for the most part, until training camp opens, which will be sometime late in July, those official dates of the start of camp and when practices will be held and all that are forthcoming for you. Your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, we'd like to share those, and we'll share those throughout the show. The Browns Daily Twitter page is at Browns_Daily. You send questions, comments directly to me at VICCARUCCI. You email us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And one other way, in case you don't like these ways, most of you do, though, voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, if you want to leave a question or a comment. We will be happy to air those. Chris from Facebook says, I hope Barkevious Mingo is quick because he seems light. You know, it's interesting, Chris and others talking about Mingo, who was out there today? Oh, Clark Judge from CBSSports.com, who's been a frequent guest on the show, was out of practice today and just kind of taking in the Browns and giving kind of that national look at the team. In fact, he said, you know, he lives in the New York metropolitan area and was doing mostly driving trips to various NFL teams. But so he said his first plane ride this offseason to cover a team was the Browns, because he said they're interesting. And I like hearing that. And one of the guys he was focused on was Mingo, and asked about his size or lack thereof, and kind of like was eyeballing, you know, how he moved around and so forth. And the thing we both saw, again, is he is quick, Chris, to answer your question. But more than that, just the way he turns and the smoothness of his movement in dropping into coverage, he's got that going for him too. I want to see the guy definitely get bigger, but I want him to get bigger I'm sure this will happen, or I have faith it will happen, that he will gain weight the right way to the extent that he can carry it, that it's about the muscle that's being added, and that it's about his ability to still function as the player you want him to function as. You know, I don't know if there's, in fact, an ideal size for him. I've heard this reference, well, get him to at least like 245, and that would be the right place. But for a guy who's maybe struggling to be around 240, that doesn't seem as easy as for maybe most of us, you know, a nice, some pizza, some wings or something, and then you're there. But I think in the case of Mingo, it will be more of a he's got such a high burn, a fast burn metabolism, obviously, and you see him. I mean, he's still pretty well built in the upper shoulder area, so he doesn't come in as a lightweight to any extent or a weakling. However, I think it'll be important for this team to put him in the right situations where he isn't going head on trying to rock. And deal with a 300-plus-pound offensive tackle. That's going to happen, by the way. You're going to cross paths with those guys when you're playing outside linebacker, but I think the key is just how he's the creativity of utilizing him a lot, letting him shoot through gaps and get the penetration, get to the quarterback. That'll be key, I think, for Mingo, especially in year one in the National Football League. All right, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear some analysis about this Browns team with Doug Deacon, who joins yours truly. The two of us will offer our thoughts from today's and this whole couple of weeks of OTA practices. He is from the Browns Radio Network, of course, former Browns offensive lineman, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 a month on a new Escape. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love? And oh, the bills. You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill. But I have switched to Rebel Wireless. Rebel? As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless. That sounds relaxing. Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill. Everything? And now I save over $50 a month. Wow, but I love my phone. Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does. Well, I'm feeling more limber already.
Spring is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with the new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Nearly 5 decades ago, we opened our first family-owned tire store in Cleveland. We believe in Northeast Ohio and still treat our customers like family. Conrad's continues to grow while other tire companies come and go. Today, Conrad's is still the local family-owned choice, close to your work or home, with the best tire brands, low prices, and over 30 Northeast Ohio locations.
Right now at Conrad's, buy any 4 Michelin tires. Get a $70 MasterCard reward card after submission.
Conrad.
Carucci with you on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. In this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And with us now from the Browns Radio Network is Doug Deacon. So, Doug, we watched the final day of OTA practices for this week. Six workouts in the books through the first 2 weeks of workouts. Let's talk first about the competition at quarterback. And clearly, this team wants this to feel like a competition. As much as we say Brandon Whedon would be the guy and very likely and all this, even after Jason Campbell was brought in, the fact that Brian Hoyer is out there now throwing passes, they cut Thaddeus Lewis, so it's a three-man deal right now. And I think the message is clear that this is serious competition.
I think it's serious competition. And, you know, we've talked in the past about having, you know, a veteran wide receiver come in. And although Hoyer is not a real, what you would call a big-time veteran in regards to years, but he's a guy that, you know, had been exposed to Tom Brady and what the New England Patriots have done. And I think, you know, you just can't get enough, you know, people like that that can help the other players. And, you know, he's one of those guys. He's a St. Ignatius guy, and he's a team player, and he's not a bad football player. And, you know, he's really never had a big chance. He's only had one start in the NFL. He finished a game here a couple years ago against New England. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you would like to see what he can do.
And you make such a great point. You bring him in as much, of course, it's all about what can you do physically, how do you throw the ball, can you make plays. But I think there's something to be said for that presence that he would have in the meeting room, on the field, and be that extra voice, be that extra set of eyes for Whedon.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, we talked last week about Devon Best. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, people have been clamoring, we got to bring in a veteran receiver. Well, you can bring one in, but what kind of guy are you bringing in? Well, Devon Best, from what I've heard from the different players, they said this guy is really something. I mean, he's a good, solid guy that is going to help the younger receivers, and that's what you have to have, because a lot of guys, you know, I think we can go to Seneca Wallace. You know, he wasn't going to help anybody, and, you know, if you got a guy on the roster and he's not playing and he's not helping anybody, why do you got him on the roster?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you're just taking up space then. And you're right. So with Hoyer, you're bringing in that Patriot way. You're bringing in an offense that is different than what Rob Chudzinski and North Turner want to do here in terms of style, but there are still some concepts of coverage and things in the thinking realm of a quarterback, things that you see that are deeper than, I think, someone who doesn't maybe work in a scheme like that or work around a coach like Bill Belichick or a quarterback like Tom Brady, that I think you can impart that knowledge on the other quarterbacks here.
It's that, you know, if they do this, we do that game. And, you know, different people handle different situations differently. And I think, you know, if you look at the success that the Patriots have had with Tom Brady, obviously, you know, this has become a league of throwers. And, you know, Tom Brady is, you know, among the best, if not the best. So, I mean, there's a lot of meeting time that he's absorbed things. Said, you know, he can help, you know, the other guys. And by the same token, you know, it's not, you're not counting him out of the race, because, you know, all of a sudden he becomes a viable candidate.
Now, I know you haven't had a chance to see a lot in the way of workouts. I mean, you're here for everyone that's open for the media. But in terms of watching what you see, have you had that moment or moments where you said, this guy at quarterback, fill in the blank for me, is doing it for you and telling you that, okay, this is my job and I'm taking it over? And I'll be more specific. Has Brandon Whedon done that for you yet?
Well, that's really tough when you don't have pads on, because when you don't have pads, you don't have people, you know, in your face. You know, I played with Paul McDonald, and he was great on 7-on-7, but when people started getting flashing in front of his face, it was a totally different world. So, you know, in these drills where there's no contact, there's no press coverage, there's, you know, not a lot of those things going on, it's tough to evaluate, because, you know, the time frame and the lack of people in your face.
And there's a learning process going on too. I know people hate hearing that, but this is a new system. They're in the middle of installing it. I mean, they really aren't even done with all the offensive installs, so that's happening too. And each day for these guys, it's a progression. So by the sixth workout, they're seeing different things today than they saw five or six practices ago.
And we also have to remember, this is a very young football team. I think Joe Thomas is probably the oldest guy on the offense, and you know this. That, you know, tells you that it's a learning process, and a learning process not only for young people, but going from one offense to another offense, you know, their minds are swimming. And, you know, once it all settles in, and, you know, I think, you know, Chud said it one day, he said, we just want to see how they handle the mental aspects of what we're putting in today. And that's what you're, you know, you're trying to evaluate, because you, in the game of football, you got to be able to think on your feet.
You know, I limit the observations I make in this, in these types of workouts, to things like, okay, how accurate is he on a deep ball? Because you can tell that, and it's still, it's, I know it's not accuracy in the face of a real rush, but it is how well does he throw it, and then the receiver runs the route or whatever. I think Whedon has that hands down. I think his deep accuracy is the best of the quarterbacks that have been out here, and that included when Lewis was here. So I give him that as a starting point. The other thing then is decisiveness, decision-making, where he goes with the ball and how quickly he gets it out of his hand. It looks like he's doing a better job of that. I don't know if it's sufficient enough. If North Turner would sit here and tell you it's exactly the way he wants it, I'm sure he wouldn't, but at least that too is another factor that I've seen in Whedon.
Well, that gets into the learning process, and you know, obviously it's a different offense, but it's one I think is more suitable for him, because he's going to be in the shotgun more, he's going to be throwing the ball down the field, and as you said, you know, he, as far as the arms down the field with accuracy, he's got that. And you know, in hindsight, you know, last year might have been good for him, because he's going to still have to throw underneath the, you know, the coverages, so you know, he got a lot more exposure to that than probably he wanted to last year.
Yeah, and when you see, for instance, the way things are going with Campbell as a quarterback, he, to me, looks like, I mean, the imposing size is there. He throws a nice ball when you see him throw it. I think what's hard to gauge, though, is that he's working mostly with the twos, and it's a different set of people who are ultimately, a lot of them aren't even going to be on this football team, but that's what he has to work with, and you can gauge similar things from him that we're saying about Whedon, but it's done, I guess it's done in a little bit of a different way. His delivery downfield, his accuracy downfield, I don't know, is as consistent, but I do like the way his touch on some of the shorter routes.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around the league, and obviously, yeah, I don't think he throws the deep ball probably as well as Brandon Whedon does. But by the same token, you know, here's a guy that's got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's one of the important things in pro football is having people that are willing to help other people. I've seen guys that, you know, they won't give you the time of day. And I've seen guys that, you know, they think they're a coach for you. And those are the guys that, you know, that you want on your football team.
Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So a couple of things on the injury front. Injuries do happen even this time of year, and you hope they're not as severe as what we've seen in places like San Francisco with a Michael Crabtree suffering that Achilles injury. But Trent Richardson not out there, and he's been sidelined for the bulk of this week dealing with a leg issue. So he's not out there. And then you look at Jordan Cameron, also missing a little bit of a groin pull or whatever that Coach Chudzinski talked about today as well. In May, I don't know that you can get all that concerned about things, but it's May and you want to see these guys in non-contact drills. You want to see them participating as much as they possibly can, especially a guy like Jordan Cameron.
Yeah, because, you know, he's a basketball player making a transition, and, you know, all the reps are so important to him because he's going to see different things every time he's out there. And by the same token, it's important to Trent Richardson, too, because last year he missed all of training camp, and I just felt that he never really grasped the stretch play. I mean, and, you know, as powerful a runner as he is with the talents that he has, he didn't maximize his ability. And, you know, the other concern is both of them were hurt last year. So, you know, you need people that are going to give you 16 games.
Yeah, you do. And I think that's the other part of this with Richardson is that I've said this before. I want to see him get past the point where that's not an issue for him. I mean, beyond it being a real physical issue, but even an issue that he talks about, that he dwells on, because you sense that it preyed on his mind even through this offseason when he was reminded of his number, that it was a 950-yard season, not a 1,000-yard season. That was a very big point of contention. So he said, yeah, but I was hurt.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know many people that play, you know, in this league that aren't hurt because that's the, you know, that's one of the big things about playing in the NFL is learning to compensate. I mean, if you've got something that's bothering you, you've got to find a way to play with it. And, you know, you can play with a broken hand if you're an offensive lineman. You can play with a torn cartilage sometimes if you're an offensive lineman. But those are the things that, you know, your teammates count on you. And, you know, they want the guy that's going to be there every Sunday. And, you know, obviously there was a couple of years, the rookie running back from Tampa had a nice year last year. I mean, that should be a motivational factor, you know, for Trent.
That's a great point. And to the point of tight end, without Cameron in there, I do think, obviously, it gives the Browns a good chance to take a look at Gary Barnage that they brought in free agency and see what else, Kellen Davis, to see what else they have at that position. But I don't know that anybody, when he's healthy, when he's right, when he's doing it the way you expect a guy with his athleticism can do it, I don't know that there's a better guy to be a playmaking tight end for this team than Cameron. And you're right, the reps are vital. The availability is vital. I mean, you need to know that you can count on him.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the other thing is, you know, like we said, you know, earlier, you're just running against guys with no pads, that there's no press coverage, and there's a lot of things that you're just trying to get your routes down and get a feel for what the coverage is and where the openings are. And I think, you know, it's very important for a young guy, especially a guy that's not, you know, taking it. And I go back to, you know, I was a tight end. They made me a tackle. But every day at training camp, they line me up with six defensive ends. And I, after practice, and I would go against each of them, you know, time after time after time. But, you know, that was the only way I was going to get better. So I think, you know, the same holds, you know, true for Jordan. He's, you know, he's got to get out there and get the reps and, you know, be able to play, you know, a little bit dinged.
Another thing that was noticeable today, Doug, was the fact that on defense, Paul Kruger was aligned at right outside linebacker. He had been on the left side from back with the voluntary minicamp and through the OTAs of last week and into this week. So he was on the right side, and then Jabal Sheard was lining up on the left side at outside linebacker. And the way Ray Horton has this scheme set up, those guys stay in those positions regardless of tight end motion. If the when or if the strong side changes on offense, they stay in those static roles. But Rob Schadzinski was explaining afterward they just want to use this opportunity to see how these guys look in different spots on the field. It seems like a good idea.
Well, yeah, it's a good idea because, you know, you don't know who's going to get hurt. We're back to the injuries, but during the season, and if you got to put one. And I think you go back to Jabal. You know, he started on the right side last year, and then they moved him over to the left side, and all of a sudden, you know, he played better. So where can you maximize your talent? And I think that's what they're trying to find out.
Yeah, now Kruger, though, is a guy who's mostly a left outside linebacker guy for the Ravens, and he thrived there. You saw him come on like a beast with 9 sacks during the regular season, but then his 4.5 through the postseason. So I would think that's probably where he's going to be most of the time. You make that investment in him, and I know that's where he seems the most comfortable, and it looks like, even though it's non-contact, he's getting off the ball and looks like he's in a position to make plays if this were contact.
Yeah, and I mean, it's still, the other part of it is, if you do both sides, they're different, and I think it works on your, you know, athletic ability, because all of a sudden you got to, you know, drop a different way, you got to turn a different way. You know, it's like, you know, you see it in high school. You don't, these kids that don't play multiple sports anymore, guys that play basketball, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they go out to the football.
Yeah.
But if you're an offensive lineman, pass protection is basically the same thing as playing defense in basketball. So, you know, I think, you know, by getting them to do different athletic moves, it just makes them a better athlete, and it's going to make them a better football player.
Doug, thanks so much, and we'll do this again next week.
Sounds good.
He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event, like $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's only $199. Plus, right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
running around. Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza is now open at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303 in Brunswick Hills. That's right, Discount Drug Mart is now in your neighborhood, saving you the runaround on health and beauty, groceries, frozen foods, fresh produce, fresh meat and deli, cold beer, fine wine, greeting cards, DVD rentals, and much, much more. Plus, save on generic prescriptions starting at just $1.99. Stop in today at the new Discount Drug Mart West Valley Plaza at the corner of Marks Road and Route 303. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of four Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 6/1. Installation requires. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com. Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love, and I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill. We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90, with each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90, with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Celebrate moms, dads, and grads with dinner or gift card. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus card free. Visit bonefishgrill.com for details.
Gift card? More like best present ever. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Does fuel economy give you a little thrill you don't admit to? Ever banned food consumption in your vehicle? Anonymous door dings make you feel mankind really isn't so advanced? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Yes, an occasional tingle of excitement is natural, given your 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid has best-in-class city fuel economy with an EPA-estimated 45 city miles per gallon. The equally compelling cabin, dressed in premium leather trim seats, does oblige you to keep food and drink in its place. And that doubt about your fellow man? Your favorite music playing through the available THX2 certified audio system confirms there is still much to be said for the human spirit.
The Lincoln Sales Event. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the all-new 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. Only at the Lincoln Sales Event. On now. EPA estimated rating of 45 city, 45 highway, 45 combined MPG. Actual mileage will vary. Class is luxury midsize sedans. THX is a trademark of THX Limited. All rights reserved.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. OTAs continued today for the Browns in Berea. Although Trent Richardson was not on the field, the Browns running back held out of OTAs, could miss next month's minicamp because what's being called a pulled lower leg muscle in a shin, according to our Tony Grossi. Meantime, Indians in Boston, they'll start a four-game series with the Red Sox tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Zach McAllister will take on Ryan Dempster. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, your questions, your comments that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We love it when you respond to us there, and you do in overwhelming numbers, by the way. And by the way, the Browns Daily Twitter handle, at Browns_daily, just to remind you that and give us a follow there. And yours truly, at VICCARUCCI, daily at clevelandbrowns.com, the email address. Rod from email said, I just read up on an undrafted free agent quarterback named Colin Klein. Talks about the fact that he's 6'5", or listed as such, 226 pounds, with an apparently impeccable character and great college stats at Kansas State. I still like Brandon Whedon, but this guy Klein played wide receiver in his past. Yeah, I know like Tim Tebow, unorthodox as a quarterback, but if he can be switched to receiver, Rod asks, he could be a find. Thanks for listening. Well, no problem, Rod. That's what we're here for. Well, yeah, I don't see much in the way of the Browns being interested in an experiment at this point or position conversion. I don't think they're necessarily ever opposed to that, but I think when you're still starting out in these early phases of, you know, a new coaching regime and everything kind of being new to this club, that you don't necessarily go in this direction. I think this is better suited for more established teams, teams that are perceive to be much closer in contention. Klein, by the way, for the record, back late last month, like it was April 27th, I think is the date here, received an invitation to the rookie minicamp of the Houston Texans and was there on a tryout basis. You know, the Browns had some tryout players as well during their rookie minicamp. Pretty standard stuff around the league. But he did not, he was not offered a contract. And I think, too, you could say, well, the Texans are more of the accomplished team that we're talking about, and they didn't see fit to give him that if, in fact, his position is something other than quarterback. And I don't know. I'm not loving I just think there are too many receivers out there, actual guys who've played the position, who have some experience with the position, that I'd rather see do it than converting the quarterback there as a pro. If he made this conversion at some point in his collegiate career, I think there's a more of a comfort level. And I know, Rod, what you're saying. Think out of the box a little bit. But anyway, Thomas from Facebook, he says regarding Barkevious Mingo, we mentioned earlier in the show, Thomas says, as an LSU and Browns fan, you couldn't ask for a better pick than Mingo. He'll definitely compliment Paul Kruger on the other side of the defense to lead to a very decent pass rush in this 3-4 system. Yeah, well, and that'll be the other thing to see how this ultimately shakes out, because so far through these OTA practices, it's been Kruger and Sheard. It's been Kruger and Jabal Sheard lining up as outside linebackers. And, you know, you talk about conversions with Sheard going from defensive end to outside linebacker, I think continually finding his comfort zone. He's far from being all the way there. And I think when you talk with him, as I did last week, just about some of the challenges, when he finds himself trying to cover a Devon Bess, for one, and that can be a head-spinning experience for someone who plays defensive back, let alone a bigger guy who had been a defensive lineman who's now being asked to drop into coverage. But that is part of the responsibility. I mean, you're going to pick up slot receivers. You're going to pick up backs. You're going to pick up people that teams will try to, of course, create those mismatches. And the hope of an offense is to get an outside linebacker, regardless of how good he is, one-on-one with one of those smaller, faster athletes trying to catch the ball. But it's still up to Sheard to get there. And as far as Mingo goes, you know, I said earlier in the show, I think he's making progress along those lines. How he'll be used, I think, is one of the interesting, fascinating questions of this first season. I don't envision him likely lining up as a starter to start the year. I do, and now, so that'll, you know, the groan response, I can hear people groaning, saying, okay, well, wait a minute. What about sixth overall pick? He's got to start. Not necessarily. And I think the athleticism that he brings gives this defense some options. I think you will see significant contributors who aren't necessarily defined as starters off the bat. And I think what was interesting today, I just talked about this with Doug Deacon too, was having Kruger, who had been working at left outside linebacker, working on the right side, and having Sheard, who had been working on the right side at outside linebacker on the left side, because, again, injuries, Doug brings up that great point, injuries can occur. So you will have to mix and match as you go along. But the thing to keep in mind, how this defense is played, how the Browns play it, how Ray Horton coaches it, when the strong side shifts by the offense from motion, tight end goes into motion, whatever, you change whatever is designated as the strong side, wherever he lines up just before the snap, linebackers in this scheme, in this 3-4, don't follow and flip-flop that, at least so far that I've seen, and it wasn't the case in Arizona when Horton was the defensive coordinator there. There are different schools of thought on that. Some 3-4 teams do flip-flop, do change to keep the strong side guy there and the weak side guy on his side. But I like the thinking of the Browns where it's about your comfort level, your understanding of the tackle in front of you, that offensive tackle that you studied, that you have gotten to know and can deal with throughout a game and not have to adjust to that in the course of a game. You kind of keep it simple. So Mike on Facebook, keeping on this Mingo theme, says, hopefully Mingo won't turn out like Cameron Wembley, being too small. Well, we're going to see how it plays out, Mike. I mean, that's a legit question. Will he be too bad? The question of is he too small to be successful is going to linger. He's going to hear it. He knows it. He heard it during rookie minicamp. Don't think he loved hearing it then, but responded to it accordingly. But I see a bright kid. I see a kid, I think, capable of handling that scrutiny. And guess what? He'd better be. He'd better be able to handle that scrutiny. Because that goes with this. That goes with the turf of coming into the NFL and of being a top 10 pick and all the high expectation that goes with that. And when you've got that perceived flaw that you aren't big enough, then, and it might cost you success, sustained success, well, so be it. But here's what I would throw out there. There isn't a perfect or set size for that position. There really isn't. You know, and I've seen ranges anywhere from, say, 240 to 260 for outside linebackers. And those who are, say, 240, 250, say, and above are generally players. It's a different kind of scheme. It is much more of what, say, a Bill Parcells, and I'm not even sure how many teams really emphasize that kind of size at outside linebacker. I know it's something Bill Belichick tends to prefer among his players, but I think you're seeing more of the smaller athletic guys anyway at the position. I think that's more in vogue. And again, think Pittsburgh Steelers, where the model of how this 3-4 is constructed comes from, where Horton got the design of this from Dick LeBeau and has been part of it as a player and a coach, and he's seen it work with smaller guys. James Harrison, who's wide shoulders and thickly built kind of guy, but not the biggest, really, the biggest athlete in the world. Okay, going to hear from another athlete. You're going to hear from Greg Little. Going to go to the offensive side of the ball next. Wide receiver for the Browns. Jameer Howerton catches up with him to get Greg's thoughts on the OTAs and on all things in his third year as a Browns wide receiver. That's coming up. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to a little Tears for Fears. My buddy Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, playing that here. As a nice bump. On Cleveland Browns Daily. Yeah, really. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Liberty has special event pricing on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, like 0% financing on certified Fords. That's 0%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
100 years of U.S. soccer. 100 years of moments like these.
Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Can they do it here?
Where will you be
for our next magical moment. Celebrate our centennial when the USA takes on Belgium May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets, use your Visa at Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
Danny Vase is the perfect example of the real-life American dream, and now we're celebrating 50 years of ongoing success. So what's a better way to celebrate those 50 years of Danny Vase than with 50% off of quality American-made patio furniture? Yes, you heard that right, 50% off of patio furniture. Danny Vase offers only the highest quality home entertainment furniture, which is made right here in America. Pick a style, customize it to fit your needs, even add waterproof fabric, and boom, you have the perfect patio set for a lifetime of outdoor living, all at 50% off. This American-made patio sale is Thursday through Sunday only, so hurry in to Danny Vase. Visit us in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyVase.com. That's Danny, V-E-G-H-S.com.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny. Danny Vase.
It's back. The Dave Walter Volkswagen Sign Then Drive sales event. For a limited time, get zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment on any new 2013 Volkswagen from Dave Walter. Combine that with super low lease payments like only $199 a month for a new 2013 Jetta S, and you've got unbeatable Dave Walter savings. Plus, many other outstanding deals you can see now at DaveWalterVW.com. The Sign Then Drive sales event, now through May 31st. For VW, see DW, Dave Walter VW, on West Exchange in Akron.
Advise on the CW.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, as loyal listeners of the show, and I'm sure you all are, you know that one of the things we love to do is have our own Jameer Howerton chat up some players. And he's done so this week, had some great interviews with Joe Hayden and Mitchell Schwartz. And today, he takes a few minutes with Greg Little. Take it away, Jameer.
Greg, you mentioned early on during the offseason conditioning program that you were very excited about this offense. As OTAs are unfolding, what are you learning more about this offense that excites you?
That everything is down the field, and you get taught, you know, pretty quickly that, you know, you have to be in well condition to play fast and play at a high level. And I just like the way Norv thinks. He calls more post and go routes than I've ever run ever before.
Heading into this offseason, what adjustments did you make to improve your game, Greg?
Just trying to fine tune the little things, just become more shifty and more agile. And with that, you know, hopefully I've just become a more explosive player.
You and Josh Gordon worked very closely this offseason. What were some of the things that you guys worked on?
Just different plyometrics, different explosive movements, you know, starting and stopping. And those things will probably allow us to, you know, get open and, you know, and acceleration movements as well, and just trying to burst and, you know, take our game to a new level.
And just speaking of Josh, what have you seen from him so far on the field during these OTAs?
Just his confidence now, having a year under his belt. He knows how to get open, and he doesn't have to. I won't say have to work as hard, but he knows what to do technique wise to get open, and now. The game is coming so much easier for him.
During the draft, the Browns acquired wide receiver Devon Best from the Miami Dolphins through a trade. How has his presence helped the wide receiver unit?
He's a pro. You know, he's one of those guys that are first in and last out, and that was good for him to come in our room and, you know, bring that with him as well. I think he complements our room so well, and what he's able to do, you know, inside and a lot of on third downs, he's well proven that, you know, he can be a playmaker.
And for yourself, do you get some time to pick his brain?
Yeah. Just talking with him and seeing how he runs routes and, you know, what he's thinking, you know, when he's running routes is really, you know, what we've talked about a lot. And he's just added, you know, a little bit more to my game as well.
Now, Greg, we're training camp just around the corner. Talk about some of that friendly competition that's starting to brew up between you guys and the defensive back unit.
Yeah. We go at it pretty often on and off the field. And, you know, it's oftentimes is Joe and TJ against me and Josh, and it's fun because you can see our team, you know, bonding more, and we're definitely just all trying to push each other to get better, and that's the most important thing, and it makes practice that much more fun.
And with that being said, Greg, what are some of the goals that you set for yourself as you gear up for this last mini camp of the offseason?
I just believe, you know, we're just going to come out and get better every day and just try to build a foundation to go into training camp and you know, start fast and you know, go into, you know, this latter part of the all season injury free.
Great. Thanks for your time and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you. And Greg Little, we appreciate the time you spent with us as well. All right, we've got more of your questions and comments to get to, as we love to do on this show, on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 a month on a new Escape. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Hi, gang. Riz here from Medina Country Club. Oh, love the family atmosphere. I've been a member for years. Shouldn't you? You play Medina, Shale Creek, and the Quarry for free. And if you become a member now, pay no initiation fee, no dues until July 1st. You'll get a $300 rewards card for each of your first 3 years. Call Michelle now, 330-416-6802. 330-416-6802. Check it out. You belong there. Medina Country Club.
It's official. Dave Walter BMW is the largest BMW center in Ohio, and that means exceptional savings in our huge selection of over 350 BMWs. Example, right now, lease a new 2013 320i xDrive for only $259 a month for 36 months. Just one of the many outstanding values available right now. For the best price and best selection, look no further. It's all at your fingertips at DaveWalterBMW.com. For BMW, see DW, Dave Walter BMW, on West Exchange in Akron. Call 888-DRIVE-BMW. Qualified buyers only.
Greetings, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. Lads, right now your lawn is under attack. The clover and dandelions are wreaking mad havoc, spoiling the look of your lawn and stealing nutrients. Quick, break out the Scott's Turf Builder Plus 2. It kills weeds while it feeds and strengthens your grass. so it can better protect itself from future problems. Learn more at Scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scotts Tough Builder Plus 2 this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, to Facebook we go for Robert. He says he loves the pick of Barkevious Mingo, loves it. But he needs, he thinks the Browns need to beef him up a little. But he's going to be a beast eventually and bring a much-needed quickness to the end of the line. Opposing quarterbacks, beware. Yeah, when this is all said and done, what you want to see, and this theme has been, I think, pounded into our collective head, right, from Joe Banner, from the people running this team, that to be a success, it's about rushing the passer. And that's really been, it's about having that quarterback, but you better also have the ability to rush and pressure and force the quarterbacks that you face into mistakes, et cetera, et cetera. And this team hasn't done that. This team hasn't had that on a regular basis. I've heard a lot of folks say, well, you know, the defense wasn't so bad last year. I mean, look at it. It wasn't that bad. So why did you have to put that much attention on the defensive side? Well, I think where this team lacked was it didn't have that dominant guy or dominant guys to get after the quarterback. That much we knew. Jabal Sheard was really the best of what they had as a defensive end, and it wasn't overwhelming. It was solid. It was good, but it's got to be much better, and that threat has to be constant, and there has to be that fear of or respect or whatever it is on the other side of the ball that this team is going to bring it down after down. So, Michelle from Facebook thought, you know, it was a little disappointing at first, but now that she sees what Barkevious Mingo is all about and the idea of what the Browns have in terms of getting after the quarterback in the new 3-4-D, she said this is a good thing to offset what Paul Kruger does and wants to see this team going forward address more on the offensive side of the ball. And I hear that, and I heard that from others, that you know, why, again, is it all about defense? But you don't get it all in one offseason. I think the reality of what the Browns are doing, and it will be interesting going forward. First, with the quarterback position, as was talking with Doug Deacon earlier in the show, that I think that we know that question mark will linger. There is no set. This is the guy, and it's going to be Brandon Whedon, no questions asked. Just because he's working with the first team unit in practices doesn't mean that that's sealed in stone anywhere or etched in stone, if my cliche is right. And he has to continue to show, and I don't know that he's done it on a consistent basis, but he's got to do even more to prove that there is no question here. I think what you see with the three quarterbacks that are here now and how this thing has been reconfigured from a depth standpoint with Jason Campbell now and then Brian Hoyer is that this particular group of coaches is trying to they're trying to take the approach that's very similar to what, say, think about the Seattle Seahawks last year. They didn't have a satisfactory quarterback situation heading into the offseason before the 2012 season, right? So they go after, they think they get the guy with Matt Flynn as a free agent, but that still was a guess because the guy had hardly anybody to work with the Green Bay Packers as a backup to Aaron Rodgers. So they bring him in. They drafted Russell Wilson, third-round pick. And again, through offseason workouts, through training camp, through letting everybody compete and do the job of showing the coaches, showing the administration, GMs, everybody, our GM team president, that what they had at the position from all these guys, what their skill sets were, Wilson emerges because there was an open-minded, really open competition. I believe that's the same thing here. You can't really equate it. There is no Russell Wilson type of piece to this puzzle. It's essentially Brandon Whedon. You know, what is he from last year? Can he do more? It's essentially Jason Campbell is, you know, he's a 71-start guy, but is he more in this offense? And it's essentially Hoyer bringing all that savvy and knowledge and experience and all the good stuff you heard Rob Chudzinski talk about at the top of the show. But more than anything, it's the question is, does this coaching staff make any of these guys better, but especially Whedon? Does Norv Turner work his magic and get it out of him? And that is where what this team is trusting, and they're kind of just throwing things up there a little bit to see what will emerge and stick. And they're going about it that way. That's why everybody is going to, of this trio, is going to get a legit shot. All right. We want to thank Doug Deacon for being part of the show, and Greg Little, and Jameer Howerton. And we want to thank, of course, our outstanding people back in the social media world, Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows. Love the job they do in getting all these questions for you. Dave DiNatale, my outstanding producer. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.